And just to follow up on that, your trip here to Istanbul and joining this conference, what is the significance of this conference, especially Muslims, Christians organizing such an event together for both circles?
I think one of the biggest, most significant aspects of the conference is just showing that people of different faiths who have very different views of things in a lot of ways can actually get along and interact without it being a big fight and an argument. I've enjoyed the opportunity to present a little bit of what Christianity has to say. I've enjoyed the opportunity to hear what Islam has to say. I don't know that minds have necessarily been changed, but just the dialogue and the interaction I find has been very helpful. Because what it does is it allows me to have a much better understanding from someone who understands the other position well. So I'm interacting with the best ideas, not just somebody's description that may or may not be accurate of what Islam has to say.
Wonderful. And I wanted to say, how will it be perceived by the Christian world in terms of working together like this?
There's going to be a range of reactions. I think there are going to be some who would look and say, well, why would you even be talking to Muslims? Why would you go there? Aren't you supporting what they have to say? I've thought kind of seriously about that. And I know my role as a Christian is to go and where I have opportunity to tell people about Jesus and what Christianity has to say. And so I have to say I've really appreciated the hospitality of the conference and the freedom to be able to speak. But I also would have to say, unless I interact and get to know other people, I don't see how we can develop common ground, because there is a fair bit that Islam and Christianity have in common in terms of a theistic worldview as opposed to an atheistic worldview. And so I think there are going to be people who might be upset, but I also see we're called to go out and love others, and you can't love other people without being in a relationship. And so I've enjoyed the opportunity to build some relationships.
So appreciate your answer very much. I want to stay on this topic for just two more points. Do you think it is necessary to organize these kinds of events going forward, talking about the evolution hoax and also the fact of creation? And if so, what can be done more?
I do think this is one place of common ground between Islam and Christianity that I see, is that there is a belief that there's a God who has created everything, who's designed and fashioned this universe to support life. And so I think that interaction and that dialogue is helpful, not only to identify the common ground, but to also show people how Christianity and Islam are distinct and different. I think the better we understand what the positions of people are and what the scriptures of the different religions have to say, the better we're going to be able to interact and seek out the truth. And so I think that's important. I think hosting conferences where that interaction can happen is important, and I hope to see more of this in the future.